You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Special night planned here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Yeah, Ravens and Steelers will kick off about 40 minutes after we get off these airwaves. It's pretty interesting. An NFL game this afternoon. But tonight, we'll have a little high school hockey here in the area. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe here with you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. We're now joined by former Predator and now NBA coach. You'll hear from him, and you'll be hearing about his team tonight as NBA will be taken to the ice. J.P. Dumont on the line with us. J.P., how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. You ready for tonight? In fact, are the boys ready for tonight?
Well, I hope so. You know, I mean, there's definitely a lot of excitement about this game tonight. We actually had a game last night, a big win coming back down 3-1 after two, and a big win 5-3. So hopefully the boys will still be on that, you know, on that cloud nine there and be ready to go tonight.
And so how did this all come about, JP? I know you've done stuff, with the junior Preds, and but to now move over and slide and even expand your role, how did this all come about?
Well, it's just a few parents of players from NBA that I used to coach in the past, and to name a few, got in contact with me and asked me if I would be interested to coach their son for a few more years before they become seniors and finish school. So you know, I thought it was something that maybe just to take a look, because I've been involved with Junior Preds for a while now, and I see, like, you know, the big excitement for some of the kids, to play high school hockey here in Nashville. So being part of it right now is just something different. I really enjoy it. It's something special to see, the students coming and watch, their friends play. So I know the boys are really excited about that, especially tonight.
And what is it like, because it's changed so much in this area from your playing days to where it is today, but even back at the beginning, JP, where, you know, if hockey was new and fresh here and there were barely any sheets of ice and it was a lot less, I think the number, Willie, you can help me, was it 6 or 8 teams back in 1998, the inaugural year of the Predators? That's all there were of hockey teams in this market, and I've lost count. I think the last time I checked, it was like 26 or 28, something like that. But just talk about the growth and the expansion as we continue, these Ford Ice Centers that we've got, the one in Antioch, now in Bellevue. Now there's going to be another one in the Clarksville area and more and so forth and so on. That's what it takes to have more kids participating in the sport, right?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the I will say probably a huge sport that we need a facility. You know what I mean? Like any other sports you can manage to play outside, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a football field, soccer field, but hockey, we definitely need a nice sheet. And, like right now with the help of, like, you know what I mean, the Preds, obviously it's a huge part of it that to be able to get more rinks in our area in the south, southeast. It's definitely been a big, huge impact of, like, you know, the numbers of kids are, playing hockey at a younger age now. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that hockey's for everyone. You know, don't get me wrong. I want everyone to be able to play. But the younger you start, you know, the more comfortable you're going to be on your skate. And, you know what I mean? That's how, like, youth hockey will grow even better. But, the help from the Preds and the way that the Preds have been playing the last, maybe the last 10 years, maybe even more, that really helped out. But what really helped youth hockey is definitely the 2017, you know, the Stanley Cup run. You know what I mean? Like showing every major news station, you know what I mean, like the impact on the city and like how crazy it was to come to Nashville and everybody, you know what I mean, like talk about it on the news or everywhere, like not even just like a second, even say in the world, right? You know what I mean? Because it was like Stanley Cup final, so it was major news. And a lot more kids want to get involved with hockey now. So, you know, that's definitely helping out a lot.
There's no doubt about it. Willie and I have told the story. We used to do Predators player shows in the past. I mean, we remember being right there on West End with Thomas Vokoun sitting in a very, very busy restaurant. We looked around and said, I don't know if anybody knows who in the world is sitting here with us. That just goes to show you, which would never happen today. And it's the same with these kids. I mean, they all grew up watching you play and watching you play for the Predators. And they all know that. That just goes to show you that wave of, you know, that wave of kids that have grown up with the sport were back then that we were talking about. There were so many people in this market that didn't know anything about the sport until it finally got here. But now you've had a generation grow up with the sport, and now they know who all of you are, which is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, you know, we're on the ice. You know, like I said, like the alumni impact as well is a huge impact for youth hockey. And funny that you mentioned that right now, too. Like I said, like, you know, I'm on the ice with the really young kids that, you know, they were born before, you know, before I retired. And, you know, but their parents, like you said, right, their parents know exactly, like, you know, they've been Preds fans. They've been, like, the season tickets holder. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, a big wheel, like, just keep rolling right now. So, you know, like, when I got here, like I said, in 06, and even before that, when it started, like you mentioned it, you know, like, pretty much the only people who knew about hockey or ever played hockey before, there was just people that had to move to Nashville for work. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people from Michigan or, you know, like, you know, East Coast. And then, you know what I mean? They were looking place to play hockey when they got moved to Nashville. And now it's a hot destination. You know what I mean? Not just for youth, but like I said, like you watch, you know, Fort Ice, Bellevue and Antioch. You know what I mean? Like you have, you know, you have the girls program, like you have girls playing, you know what I mean? Like you have, like, you know, men's league, you have youth, you know, you have travel, like, you know, like it's definitely, you know, growing, and we definitely need more sheet of ice, and that's why the one in Clarksville is definitely going to be a huge help.
No doubt. J.P. Dubon on the line with us, head coach at Montgomery Bell Academy. They take on Father Ryan, who is coached by Stephen Henry. Let's see, that last name does sound familiar. We need you to be honest on this show, JP. Has his father, Sean, put any pressure on you about tonight's game? We need to know if there's been anything going on behind the scenes from Sean. Just tell us.
Not
it's
yet.
Okay.
You know, I'm probably going to see him tonight.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like, you know, Mr. President will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be careful. But in the same time, right, you know what I mean? Like, I do have one of the owners' son on my team, so you know what I mean, like, so I'm in between, like, you know, two hot plates right
tough
now.
Spot.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll play fair, but, like, you know, I'm definitely gonna go a little bit more with you know, my team.
That's hilarious. You
there,
are
there
in a tough
predator
spot.
Influence on both rosters. Let's just put it that way. When you take a look,
exactly.
Oh, that's,
yes,
that's outstanding.
That's definitely like the best way to say it. Yes.
So,
well,
Darren, we were also speculating yesterday. We had a big-time TV production meeting with the coaches, and we were wondering if DraftKings was going to pick this up or you know, MGM or, you know, some of the sponsors now that have jumped in here. This game is big time.
I've not seen it on.
Hopefully that will open up doors, right? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, we don't want people to start gambling and betting on high school games, but who knows what's coming, you know, with, like, in a next, you know, 25 years, what's going to happen. But it's definitely going to be a big one tonight. You know, the excitement's there, you know what I mean? And I really believe, too, it's just like, you know, with everything's going on with the pandemic, you know what I mean? Like, as much it's like not back to normal, it just gave you a little taste of the little normal, right? You know what I mean? Like, to be able to play a game and, you know what I mean? Like, and have, like, you know, the, you know, like I told my kids, like, you know, like, you guys, I have no idea how special that is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to have the crew of the Predators, you know what I mean, like coming and, like, you know, doing this game live for you guys. So, you know what I mean, like, make sure you enjoy every moment of it.
No doubt. And the game will be taking place at Fort Ice Center in Bellevue. So let's take the time to let you brag on your kids. I think they're undefeated this season. Tell us a little bit about the makeup of your team, JP.
Yeah, like a good group of kids. You know, I mean, like I said, like we have a few kids that, you know, been playing hockey for a while, and some of them like just pick it up, you know, a few years ago. But like everybody, is really committed, you know, especially with like, you know, with, the program of, NBA, like, you know, Morgan Rubel Academy, they really committed, to, you know, I mean, like to their students, you know, they have a great strength coach, like, you know, great coaching staff. When I got, you know, like the new position this year, like I said, everybody stayed on board, and then those coaches did a like unbelievable job. You know, I mean, like get those guys ready. But you know, the structure for those guys, it's there. So like, you know, I mean, like it's they just following the step of like, you know, the seniors, and you know, and that's what it is. You know, I mean, like at that high school level, it's like, you know, I mean, like if you're a seniors and you're like, you know, older guys are going, everybody will follow. It's like a little click, you know, on a good way though. You know, I mean, it's, you know, if those guys going, everybody has no choice to go. So, you know, we definitely rely on that on our team. And, you know, I mean, we have a great, balance of like, you know, like, different players on our team. So we just have to make sure that, my job is to make sure that everybody, you know, don't slack off, right? You know what I mean? Just make sure they go ready to go all the time.
We're talking to J.P. Dumont, longtime Predator star player, now dedicating so much of his time right now coaching youth hockey on a lot of levels, including the high school level, and that is going to be the centerpiece of our broadcast tonight. Montgomery Bell Academy against Father Ryan, two great rival schools regardless of what sport you're talking about, and they're going head-to-head at the brand-new Bellevue Ford Ice Center. And JP, you hit on something I want you to talk about, because you coach kids at a young age, at different ages, that are dedicating a lot of time to develop, and they want to go on to other levels, college, and you've got a few of those guys on your team, but you've also got some guys that just want to play, right? They just want to learn how to play. They've grown up rooting for the Predators. They want to participate in the high school sport. So how do you, as a guy that you've played at the highest level, how do you run a practice when you're trying to blend all those levels together?
It's a good challenge. That's why I really enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like you try to, you know, to challenge the guys that, you know what I mean? Like but being really good at, that skill that we're working on, or like the breakout. And in the same time, you have to make sure that, you know what I mean? It's not too hard that, the guys that just start playing a few years ago, cut corners. You know what I mean? That's one thing that I realize a lot is like, you know what I mean? Like, they're kids. And, you know what I mean? Like, and I remember being, you know what I mean? It's been a long time now, but being a kid at that age, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed, right? You know what I mean? So like when they're on the ice, my job is to make sure that those guys push themselves to, you know, to be uncomfortable on the ice, to make mistake in practice, or to go down, right? You know what I mean? Like to really push their limit, because, you know what I mean? Like this is how you get better. At a younger age, you don't have to worry about that. When you're on the ice with, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, they just go. They don't care if they go down, you know. But when they get older, you know, they don't want to feel embarrassed. So, like, you know, my job is to make sure that I put drills to challenge them, but in the same time that they feel comfortable enough to work really hard.
I think it's great, too, that, you know, you've got some guys that have played travel. They've traveled all across the country playing tournaments, but they still want to play and represent their school and play with their classmates, and I would guess lead the way and show some of these guys that have picked up the game at a later age how to do it, right, and putting together a team that could win a championship. I think that's a great dynamic, that they haven't just said, well, I'm not going to play for my school. I'm playing travel. I got bigger things on my mind.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it totally depends. You know what I mean? Like I said, like some of the school, like, you know what I mean? Like when you're the only travel guy on the team, like, you know, that it could be you know, a challenge. But, you know, most of the teams now, you know what I mean? Like, they have a few travel guys on the team. So, you know what I mean? Like, it definitely helped, you know, like it's like grooming, Gene Ash, you know what I mean? Like, the league, because like you can have the coach, right? You know what I mean? But like, while I coach them, I only see them, like, you know what I mean? Like at practice or, at games, you know, like but the rest of the students, they see each other at school. You know, they spend a lot of time together so they can talk hockey. They can, you know what I mean? Like, they see how excited the guys are to go, you know what I mean? So, it's definitely a huge help. Those guys have a huge impact of, like, you know, everybody else on the team. Even if they don't know, if they don't realize that yet, they have a huge impact on those guys.
We're talking to J.P. Dumont, the head coach at Montgomery Bell Academy. You can hear their game with coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight here on ESPN 102.5, the game against Father Ryan. And J.P. is listening to you talk about all of this and just your journey as now a coach. Who are some of your coaches from the past that you've kind of maybe either talked to or you've pulled from of just things that you picked up along the way that you've been able to use now as a head coach?
Well, I didn't really had a talk. I didn't really talk to anyone, but I picked up on a lot of my coaches. You know what I mean? Like just the way to approach, you know what I mean? Like the things that I like about coaches, thing that I know personally as a player, I didn't like it when coaches were doing stuff that way. So I'm trying to make sure that I don't repeat those. You know what I mean? Like I just learned so much from all the coaches. I had some great coaches. I was lucky and really fortunate. Youth hockey, you know what I mean? Like growing up, it was a little bit different. You know, I had great coaches, don't get me wrong, but you know what I mean? Like we didn't have any specific coach, right? You know, we had a lot of dad coaching. It was just coming, you know, like parents being one committed and they give their time, and, you know, their expertise. But like, you know, now it's like, you know, it's like any sport, any youth sport, you know what I mean? You see a lot of, like, you know, ex-NFL guys or NFL coach, you know what I mean? Like it's every sport is the same way now. Like, you know, it's really, focus at an early age that, you know what I mean? Like they have a chance to be on the ice with experienced coaches. And that's how I see it. You know what I mean? I pick up from, you know what I mean? Like try to be open with the coach, you know what I mean? Like with the players. And but at the same time, like, you know, they have to know that, you know what I mean? Like I'm going to have to be hard on them because I believe that they can give me more. You know what I mean? Like and stuff like that. So it's all little stuff that you learn along the way, you know, like even like practice plan, you know, like some drills, some power play breakout. You know what I mean? Like we have to, when you coach, you know what I mean? Like if you don't learn something new every day, like, you know what I mean? You're not doing a great job as a coach. I really believe that, you know what I mean? There's so much out there to learn and to get better at, you know, and when the coach gets better, but your players will get better as well.
I've always been curious about this. This could be a silly question, but, you know, as a former player, and a lot of these guys probably grew up going to Predators games and watching you play, of just like what that dynamic is kind of like of they know who you are and they can ask, you know, questions about your career and experiences that you went through and what that's like, that relationship is like between you and your players of being able to talk about your time in the league.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk too much about that stuff, right? You know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure that, like, you know, we're all in the same level. Like, you know, sometimes, like, a new player comes in, you know what I mean? Like, and I talk, like, I can see them, like, almost like, you know what I mean? Like, their heart stops beating because they're so afraid of messing up after that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in practice or even in game, you know what I mean? So, like, I just have to make sure I gauge myself there, you know what I mean? Like, to make sure that the communication is great, you know what I mean? Like, the players ask, you know what I mean? Like, but the most of the time, I'm not going to lie to you, it's not really, you know, it's more the parents, you know what I mean? The parents want to hear, like, you know, those stories about, like, you know, oh, I was that guy to play against, you know what I mean? Like, and most of the time, it's like, it's not during the season either. It's like 2 or 3 years after it, I'm done coaching, like, you know, that kid. And now, like, you know what I mean? He's playing somewhere else. And that's when we talk more about hockey, like, during the season. Like, you know what I mean? They're so focused on the season that we don't really have those talks, but I definitely do with the parents though.
JP, we're looking forward to being a part of this tonight. Willie Donick and Chris Mason on their end, Pete Weber and Hal Gill on our end. It's going to be a lot of fun. We all who played high school sports, if you got to have a chance to have something like this where your game is getting called and you have a bigger platform than normal, it's something hopefully these kids will take with them the rest of their life, the cool moment that they'll be in this evening. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay? Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys stay safe.
All right, you do the same. That is J.P. Dumont. He is the head coach at Montgomery Bell Academy, of course, MBA, and Father Ryan tonight. Father Ryan coached by Stephen Henry, who, of course, is the son of one Sean Henry. That was a pretty fun little dynamic there as one of the owner's sons is on MBA's roster. So it'll be a big tilt tonight at Fordyce Center in Bellevue. We will have our coverage. I'll have pregame for you starting at 7 o'clock, and puck drop will be at 7:30. And it's going to be a cool, cool evening. And before we go to the break, Willie, tell everybody about what you guys are going to be doing on your end.
Well, tonight on NashvillePredators.com, there will just be a live stream of the game. So if you go to that website, Mace and I and Lindsey Rowley, we're going full in, right? And really, what you're going to notice tonight, the entire Predators game operations team, right down to Paul McCann on the PA, the music, they're going all in. They're going to make this as big time of an operation as we possibly can. Of course, the fans will be limited and things like that. But you'll see a live stream of the game. We're going to broadcast it like we do a television game. So I don't know if we'll have all the bells and whistles that we would have on a Fox broadcast, but we're going to do the absolute best we can to make this big time.
Yeah. Now, here's my question. With Paul McCann doing PA, are we going to get the J.P. Dumont?
Of course we're going to get it. Yeah, the starting lineups will be introduced.
Okay.
They will be introduced, and that will and I will tell you this. I will give you a scoop. Keisha Rainey, who is an outstanding she is one of the four that sings the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
She will sing the national anthem tonight. So
very nice.
We got everybody there.
So we don't need to do a giveaway on trying to guess who's going to do that?
No. I guess I just spilled the beans.
We've done that in the past.
Yeah, we have. It's been fun. Well, I look forward to it. I'll be there with the radio guys helping them out, so it'll be fun.
Should be a lot of fun tonight and a really cool experience for those kids. So big tilt tonight, NBA and Father Ryan. It is the holiday season. It's December, right? As we sit here, second day of December, and I know a lot of you have already been shopping, and if you haven't shopped, there's a lot of you who do procrastinate, and that's okay. I'm one of those. And you're still looking for ideas, and we've all got that family member or friend, right, in our circle that is hard to shop for. Yeah, but maybe you know that they're a bourbon lover. Well, here's a great idea for the holiday season. If you've got a bourbon lover in one of your circles, whether it's a friend circle or a family circle, and you know they love bourbon, how about this idea? How about getting them to try Blue Note? Yeah, Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey. You hear us talk about on this show all the time. They are the sponsor of the show. So you hear me talk about Smoother Than Smooth. Well, it's unfiltered at 93 proof. They're proud of that. They're proud of the fact that it's crafted right here in this state, in Memphis, Tennessee. They like to honor the blues. That's part of the story of this bourbon. And if you've got a bourbon lover, I mean, also the small batch, the 9-year bourbon, something that has interested me. I've had a couple of friends, they've heard this, they've tried it, and I've already gotten the reviews from them. Thumbs up. They absolutely enjoyed it. So if you've got a bourbon lover in your family and looking for that special gift, I would say this is the one for them. Blue Note Bourbon family includes Blue Note Juke Joint and the Blue Note Premium Small Batch that I just told you about, the 9-year. You can follow them on Instagram at Blue Note Bourbon and on Facebook, Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey, Smoother Than Smooth. Please enjoy responsibly.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.